WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 55 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up a quarter of an inch of rainfall here at the official weather station for Atlantic over the past 24 hours. Harlan reports 18 one-hundredths of an inch. News is brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation Wednesday evening released the names of the police officer and a man he shot during an incident early Wednesday morning in Clarinda. Officials say at about 3:19 a.m., Clarinda police officer Justin Ridenour went to 110 North 16th Street in Clarinda. He'd been responding to a 911 call received from a female at the residence. The caller, Alicia Michelson, indicated there was a man with a hammer outside her window. Upon arriving at the residence, Officer Ridenour observed 40-year-old Jason Cieslak using a hammer to break the window of a first-floor apartment and Ms. Michelson inside the apartment. Officer Ridenour approached and engaged in a conversation with Cieslak. The dialogue continues as the confrontation traveled down the block. Officer Ridenour repeatedly commanded Cieslak to drop the hammer, but those commands were ignored. Eventually, they say Cieslak advanced on Officer Ridenour with the raised hammer. The officer then fired his duty revolver once to stop the threat, striking Cieslak. Cieslak was immediately transported to the Clarinda Regional Medical Center for treatment, where he remains in stable condition. An arrest warrant for Cieslak has been filed. After his release from the hospital, he'll be arrested and charged with first-degree burglary, which is a Class B felony. Additional charges are pending. Clarinda Police Officer Justin Ridenour was not injured during the incident. He has been placed on administrative leave per department policy and its standard procedure. Officer Ridenour is a two-year veteran of the Clarinda Police Department. KJAN News time is 7:08.
There's never a good time for a pipe to break, your heating and cooling system not to work, the sewer to back up, or your septic tank to run slow. When these things happen, you want them fixed and fixed fast. So for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling and backhoe needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. When pipes break, what a mess. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. If your sewer is backing up and you may be having a root problem, Masker Plumbing and Heating has a root killer. With the winter weather we have, now's the time to have your heating system inspected for efficiency. Did you know that you could be eligible for a cash reward from Alliant Energy for having your heating system serviced? Contact Masker Plumbing and Heating today to set up your furnace inspection. If you need a new septic tank, with their backhoe service, they can put one in. And if you're building a new home, they can take care of your plumbing and heating needs along with putting in a new septic tank and leach field. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic at 243-2260.
The Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department is one of three departments from around the state of Iowa to have been awarded an Assistance to Firefighters grant. Senator Tom Harkin announced Wednesday a total of $391,512 in grants is being awarded from the program through the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Atlantic's share of the grant money amounts to $228,475. Cass County Assistant Emergency Management Coordinator and E-911 Coordinator Rob Coppert told us that the funds will be shared among all the departments in Cass County because the County Firemen's Association worked with him to compile all the information necessary to apply for the grant.
It's a regional grant, so it benefits all of the fire departments. The Atlantic Fire Department is listed on there as being the grant recipient, but they're just the pass-through department for it. So it's through the Cass County Firemen's Association. It's a 95% grant match, which means that the total project is a little over $240,000, of which $228,000 is provided by the federal government, and then the county picks up $12,000 of that for the 5%.
Coverage of the funds will be used for radio infrastructure.
Basically, new radios. I believe it's 35 new radios for 35 fire trucks. New radios for six fire department ambulances, a little over 100 pagers, plus some options as far as looking at putting up remote receivers on our fire frequency or moving our fire frequency to a repeater to get better communications.
Most of the radios and receivers are necessary due to the federal narrow banding requirement, which means the bandwidth of transmissions is changed from 25 kilohertz to 12.5 kilohertz. The result, Coppert says, is an impact on the audio quality and coverage. The next step in the process is to determine the specifications for the radios they'll need and to put out various vendors for bids for that type of equipment, and the equipment will be paid for with the grant money. Coppert said many extensive hours were spent not only by himself but the various county departments in putting together all the information needed on the grant application that would make the county stand out for the competition for the funds. And he said he's extremely ecstatic about the news that Cass County was awarded the grant through Atlantic, and that's the most fantastic news, he said, they received in many, many years. It's the best thing that can happen for Cass County and the fire departments within the county, and each department, Coppert says, is going to benefit from it. Senator Tom Harkin, who's a senior member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, which funds the Department of Homeland Security, said the funds shared by the three departments in Iowa will go toward operations and safety. Other grants were awarded to the communities of Garwin and Independence. And an event scheduled to take place next Monday night at the Traynor Community Center will benefit a member of the American Legion post in Traynor who was critically injured last December. The benefit fish fry for Jerry Lustgraf will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. Monday at the Traynor Community Center. The cost is $8 per person. Lustgraf was the driver of a tow truck who went to help a motorist who had gone into a ditch during an ice storm in early December. He was outside of his vehicle when he was hit by another motorist. Lustgraf was released from the hospital in January and continues to recuperate at home, but it'll be months before he can return to work. All the proceeds from the benefit fish fry Monday night will go to Lustgraf's family to help defray his injury-related expenses. News time is 7:12.
There's never a good time for a pipe to break, your heating and cooling system not to work, the sewer to back up, or your septic tank to run slow. When these things happen, you want them fixed and fixed fast. So for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling and backhoe needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. When pipes break, what a mess. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. If your sewer is backing up and you may be having a root problem, Masker Plumbing and Heating has a root killer. With the winter weather we have, now's the time to have your heating system inspected for efficiency. Did you know that you could be eligible for a cash reward from Alliant Energy for having your heating system serviced? Contact Masker Plumbing and Heating today to set up your furnace inspection. If you need a new septic tank, with their backhoe service, they can put one in. And if you're building a new home, they can take care of your plumbing and heating needs along with putting in a new septic tank and leach field. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic at 243-2260.
In our funeral announcements, Donald Kerr, age 94, of Manila, died Friday. Funeral services for Donald Kerr will be today at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Helen C. Dressler, age 100, of Anita, died Friday. Services for Helen Dressler will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Bill Boodle, age 65, of Atlantic, died Monday. Services for Bill Boodle will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Warren Chaffee, age 86, formerly of Harlan, died February 9th in California. A memorial mass for Warren Chaffee will be Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dolores Ramsey, age 97, of Manning, died Sunday. Services for Dolores Ramsey will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Roland Eskov, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Monday. Services for Roland Eskov will be held Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Elizabeth Vandersloos, age 95, of Stewart, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Mary Vandersloos will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Maxine Dolch, age 91, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Maxine Dolch will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ruth Hagg, age 74, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ruth Hagg will be Saturday at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Wilma Andrew, age 91, of Griswold, died last Friday. Funeral services for Wilma Andrew will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Kenneth Christensen, age 79, of rural Wyota, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Kenneth Christensen will be on Monday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Louis McCall, age 96, of Bridgewater, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Louis McCall has donated his body to science and services will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home has arrangements. Pamela Christensen, age 58, of Griswold, died Monday. Memorial services for Pamela Christensen are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Clara Heffler, age 85, of Erling, died Monday. Services for Clara Heffler are pending at the Fish Funeral Home in Remsen. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.